The Star-Spangled Banner is notoriously hard to sing. Back in 1945, the U.S. government commissioned a singable version of the national anthem in Spanish. It paid a Peruvian immigrant to do the translation. Over the decades, her version was forgotten and nearly lost. Now you can hear it as part of a new exhibit at the Smithsonian here in Washington. NPR's Lauren Silverman takes a listen.
In 2006, Roger Arias II went into his garage searching for a long-lost treasure. He remembered a story about his grandmother and a Spanish translation of the national anthem.
I dug through my boxes, and sure enough, there was a folder, and it said the national anthem, and she had version 1 through 10. She kept every one of them.
Mirad podes ver a su declaria.
Clotilde Arias wrote the translation at the end of World War II. President Franklin Roosevelt was trying to win allies through cultural exchange, so he sent artists like Walt Disney and Orson Welles to Latin America and commissioned translations of patriotic songs to send abroad.
They wanted Latin America to know how great a country the U.S. was and what better way than through the national anthem.
That's Marvette Perez, the curator of the exhibit showcasing the Spanish translation. She explains the State Department already had translations of the national anthem in other languages, in Japanese, German, even Yiddish, but
that doesn't mean they can be sung. They wanted a singable one. They wanted people to be able to sing it, and Clotilde Arias apparently did a marvelous job.
The museum couldn't find any recordings of Arias' translation, so they commissioned a Washington, D.C.-based choir called Coral Cantigas to bring it back to life.
Jesus Franca.
Clotilde Arias' son, who's now 82, was at the opening of the exhibit.
I was there when she was writing it.
Roger Arias remembers his mother sitting at the piano in their Brooklyn apartment working on draft after draft.
She'd sing it in her own way to see if it fits. And she says, how did that sound, Sonny? And I said, anything she did sounded good to me. But yes, she struggled through it, but it made it work.
Clotilde Arias was born in the small Peruvian city of Iquitos in 1901. She loved music and at 22 moved to New York City to become a composer. She started working for ad agencies, writing jingles for big-name American companies, like Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer, prontito, Alka-Seltzer.
Ford Motor Company.
El Ford es el auto de calidad.
And Campbell's Soup.
Tome la sopa Campbell's.
Clotilde Arias maneuvered into professions dominated by men, and she excelled. But her grandson says she was most proud of El Pendón Estrellado, her translation of the Star-Spangled Banner. Lauren Silverman, NPR News.
This is NPR News.